It's Rise of Fame with Peebo Bryson and Jim Brickman. My heart belongs to you, and you are still tuned in to Rise of Fame Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. We are so used to toxicity in relationships that, you know, when people separate but are on good terms with their exes, kuba ne confusion. Because we are used to the dynamics of exes being enemies, you know, not wishing each other well. And the truth is, there are people who have healthy relationships with their exes. There are people who can call, pick up the phone and call or even confide in their ex, about really, really serious issues that they're faced with. And it is normal. They trust that the other person would still have their best interests even beyond the relationship. That's just how it is. So that led me to asking the question of the evening, which is helping your ex out financially a betrayal of your current bae? And ngisho ngoba cha, sikuvile okuningi, you know, we've heard some people saying, you know, there was a time where I lost everything and, you know, an ex of mine offered one of their properties, kuthi ngive ngihlala khona until ngiba right. The recent one is where an ex buried their ex. They paid for the expenses, the funeral and everything and arrangements. So, yeah. I know, it sounds like a movie. It sounds too good to be true. I want a befitting burial. Now, what you need to know is that there are platonic relationships, which is a close bond between people that does not involve romantic or sexual intimacy. It is a type of love that is distinct from romantic love, characterized by deep friendship, mutual respect, and shared experiences. So some people actually have that. Once the romance and everything, you know, doesn't work out, they then develop or keep a platonic relationship where they are like besties, they are friends, they still, we understand. But it's tricky. It's tricky for the new person or the new people in their lives to understand. But see, it's a platonic relationship. They are not engaging in anything inappropriate. There's no romantic feelings involved. It's pure friendship, a bond where... Please, and I want to hear both sides of the story from someone. Loti, if I found out Munduami helped out their ex financially, it would be a deal breaker. Or from someone who says, you know, if I was in a position to help out my ex, I would. And because, you understand, somebody out there might be faced with the same challenge, but abakhona nokuyikhuluma ngoba yena so conclude ukuthi basafunana. So, siyazama man, go understand a little. Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 9. It's Rise FM with Mariah Carey. Bye bye. And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And I did ask on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. Is helping your ex out financially a betrayal of your current bae? This because it seems others are doing the most, even you paying for the burial of their exes. It's normal. But what you need to understand is that some people form platonic relationships. If you missed it, a platonic relationship is a close bond between two people that does not involve romantic or sexual intimacy. It's one characterized by deep friendship, mutual respect, and shared experiences. So, kusala lokuthi eish sichamuka khashana mfethu kude umuntu lo ngathi njengawe yakubona. But lokalokunye the nitty gritties kwasho bantu that make it a dangerous affair. Aweko. Now, what are the key characteristics of a platonic relationship defined? Now, absence of sexual intimacy. A defining feature of a platonic relationship is the lack of sexual attraction or activity between the individuals. Deep friendship. These relationships are built on a foundation of strong friendship, mutual understanding, and emotional support. You see why some might even stay in contact. Shared interests and values. People in platonic relationships often connect over shared interests, values, and goals, which strengthens their bond. No romantic intentions. There's no expectation or desire for a romantic or a sexual relationship. can be with anyone. A platonic relationships can exist between people of any gender or sexual orientation, and they certainly can exist between exes because it is evident that some have it with their exes. Are we okay with it as, you know, people who are in relationships? Hey, Leo. I'm not going to have a platonic relationship with your exes. It's either you still want to stay over there or you want to come this side. But nonetheless, I am going to be getting into your comments as to Wutsi, is helping your ex out financially a betrayal of your current bae? Or to, and I know, Fezlinge, I understand that, you know, some people have really played a huge role in each other's lives, and that cannot be taken away by Gutsi Sebahlukene, and now they are in love with me and not that individual anymore. It's Rise FM with Mthandazo Katsha, Ngimnandi, and you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked, is helping your ex out financially a betrayal of your current bae? And this is what you had to say on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. Rishan Nkala, uti, don't you dare, Stembiso. Glenn Mguni, uti, ex ki ex, so I don't see a need of helping that person financially. I think boundaries need to be put in place so that you don't end up conforming yourself, unless if there is money that you owe your ex, pay them. Silo Cry, uti, Ratoli Nix, once wa mufazaga, baro lawyer, never. Hey, gonna, it depends. It depends on who your ex is as well. Boy Maluleka, uti, women will say no, but when it is done by their men. But if it's the other way around, they don't mind. To be honest, even namange nkhulume kakhulu ngoba ngaze comment ban ukuthi hey wena, hey. Uthini? The truth is, even those who are beneficiaries of this corruption, we don't want our current base to do it. Hayi kungaliwa, obakeva ukuthi uthumele li ex. But the truth is, uma kungathiwa nje, all exes come forward and please do provide evidence as to when was the last time you sent Miss Manzini funds. Hey. Yeah. Singapoyileka. So, hey. Imbili njalo, some things we don't want done to us, but we do to others. Skosana mnyamut, ah, mine sorry, shame, never. Simpiwe switch innocent. Us why mailing mnete, I ex ya. Mundvu ne mundvu, ukul salute kona gum sita na exasa. Ratoli ratoli, us why help them? Total betrayal. Chances of them getting back together may be high. Enhlekazi Maseko uthi mine never never akasasinginga yam loyo. Beggy Famfundo uthi nothing wrong when you help a friend who used to help you out. Prince Mnisi uthi we're not enemies, siyasitana. Sibinzi lesingaka kusho buhle mvambi. Eh yeah. Mandla mini sisi uthi I would if nay ake wangceda empilweni. He's my ex, not my enemy. Jlo Khoza uthi no, don't you dare. Olani Mugwenos, I think it depends on a variety of things. And remember, just because someone is your ex doesn't necessarily mean they are bad to you or poison. No. Although most are toxic to the core, I think it depends on your relations. How do you get along? And that will determine. My bonga ZA, it's called micro cheating and betrayal. JJ Jackson, it truly is a sign of dishonesty and not being loyal to your partner, for there'd be more after that. Yeah, it's a tough one because different people have a different reason for, you know, helping out their exes. But let us be honest, for gents, it's an ego thing. You know, if he still believes, would he, when we throw, vele, that guy, ladies, you, the one that believes, would he, umfato wakhe, no matter where you go, he owns you, will never have a problem with giving you money. Because, yenufila, would he, him giving you money is a way of maintaining control. To say, yabo, so long yagondla. No ma so let na yo limbuzi yako. Wam wena. Mbuzleo finally had to go to wam. We understand it's an ego thing. But for women, I wouldn't know. Would say, you know, a woman that says, I care deeply about my ex to a point where I would help them out financially, especially if they're going through a tough time. I wouldn't really know because I've never been in that situation where any ex has ever asked for help anyway in a tough time. So I wouldn't say, we are nurturing and caring. or kungaba lelithando lisasekhona. Aye, ladies, you're on your own. When it comes to your side of the story, you're on your own. But aye, those that fund us women, we know what it's about. Because the transaction comes with the speech. You are my wife. You need to quit this, whatever you're doing, and come home. Yeah. We are corrupt in these streets, relationship streets. Try as a verb. As a result.